Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Michael? Good, good, good. Praise God. Well, there's a lot of school plays going on this time of year. A lot of Christmas parties and stuff. We're going to have a Christmas party right here. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, Jesus, fill me full of your love. That's what we all need, you know that? In order to receive the gifts from God which are in us, to receive things from God, you got to be filled full of his love. Not yourself, not the world. Romans 12:2, don't conform to this world, don't agree with it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. God's perfect will for you is to walk in the Spirit, to have the promises of God manifesting in your life, the gifts of the Spirit manifesting in your life, to prosper in all areas, to prosper in his love, to prosper in his anointing, to prosper in his peace and joy and long-suffering and compassion, to prosper in all those areas. Amen? He wants that for us, doesn't he? It's our flesh a lot of times that gets in the way. You know, I was listening to somebody. Well, that's another thing. I saw a thing on television today, yesterday. They saw another earth. They found another earth. Did you see that? Huh? I don't know how many light years it is away, but it's millions. And they said it's 75 degrees all the time. And I said, Betty, let's go there. Yeah, I don't know how long it take to get there, but they showed also a big black hole. Did you see that? And any star that wandered into that hole, the hole sucked that star right into the blackness. Really wild. You know, when you look at that, you realize what kind of a big God we have. There's all these beautiful colors and planets out there and all these different things. We got to stay away from the black hole. This time of year, there's a lot of black holes. We got to stay away from, amen? Hallelujah. I can feel the presence of God in here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God is so good. All the time, amen? There's somebody here who's been having some trouble with your legs. They're like little pains or something, and sometimes they're in the back and around the front of your legs, and God wants to heal that. People are having trouble with their legs. Doesn't mean you have pain in all the time. You just have trouble with your legs. But that's part of it. Anybody having trouble with their legs? Look at that. Well, what are you going to do about it? You going to take this by faith or what? Next time your legs start having, giving you problems, say, Jesus healed me. Amen? You got to talk to it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, he's already starting off with love. He don't want you walking around with bad legs. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if somebody needs to change their shoes, but how many here have been doing Christmas shopping of any sort? Well, when you walk through the store, your back's been bothering you. I don't know if your heels are too low or something wrong with your shoes, but you need to get that fixed. God don't want you walking around with a bad back or sore back. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody here, something's going to change in your life by the grace of God that quick. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Some of you have been putting up with something, putting up with it. You're just going to get a real breath of fresh air from God. He's going to blow His wonderful grace on you. Hallelujah. We're going to talk tonight about the spiritual side of us by talking about the spiritual side of Jesus. Amen? The gifts of the Spirit always operate in love. Amen? There's a wonderful grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So all I'm going to do is just stir it up a little bit in you. Say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's a lot of people who are very, very miserable. Hallelujah. Is anybody having trouble with your back here? Your lower back? Are you having trouble with your lower back, dear? Anybody else? Are you having it right now? It kind of comes and goes, doesn't it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can get it to go in Jesus' name. Come up here, dear. Come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is it on one side? Right side. Okay. Yours? Same thing? Or middle? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just raise your hands and close your eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We need your help again, Jesus. We release our faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ into these backs right now. Oh, we speak to the disc, Lord, every muscle, Lord, every vertebrae, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, your presence, Jesus. Your presence, Lord Jesus, going all through her back. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just let the presence go right down your back, right into your, oh, yeah, all over your back, the presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh, touch your Lord Jesus. Touch your Lord Jesus. The presence of Jesus all through her back, Lord. Presence of Jesus, Lord, all through her back, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lady who used to bring these to us every year. She brought them again tonight. It's the first time in 2 or 3 years. Ain't they pretty? And she gave it to the church for nothing, free. All these things. Poinsettias, yeah. Is the name important? I don't know. To some people it's important. I just say, hey, you, look at this. I don't have to be a gardener to know it's nice. These are not roses. These are poinsettias. They're pointing and they're sitting, right? My wife said to me, don't you like those? I said, certainly. It's just, yeah. They're nice. See, men don't get uptight about this stuff. We should, because I guess they're going to have them in heaven, aren't they? Really? Have you been there? Have you seen any poinsettias?
No.
Oh. I thought we had a testimony coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, it's all over. I'm free. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I don't even feel like doing this. I just feel like flying or something. Yeah. Floating around here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the spiritual side of Jesus, which includes gifts. Do you know he operated in seven spiritual gifts? Tongues and interpretation didn't come till after Pentecost. That was added to the seven, which made nine, right? Did you know that, or did you just learn that? Well, you know, you ain't got to learn 10 things. Good night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Praise God. You know, it's funny. If the devil tries to get me upset by people not coming because they're in parties and Christmas things and everything else, God gives me an extra anointing. He's so good. Hallelujah. Poinsettias. And they're real, right, dear? Oh, yes. How much do you suppose these would cost? What's behind door number three? What do you think it cost? I just want to thank God for the financial blessing. You ladies are better at it, man. What do you think, Bear? $25 a piece? You know, I had a guy come by one time in a church down at another place it was. He was drunk, and he had a Mac thing hanging in the air, and he stole it, took it to the pawn shop, and cashed it in and got some wine. When we was having church. I called the lady that brought him. I said, you better get the pawn shop and get that and bring it back here. She did. Can you imagine that? We were praising God. He was up there on a ladder or something, taking the thing down and running down the street with it. I don't know what made me think of that. I don't see anybody here steals poinsettias. Hallelujah. Me and my wife were in Penny's the other day, yesterday, and this lady started yelling, and the guy went out through the door, and the lights all went on. He was stealing something. And I said, you know something? They ought to have that when the light comes on, the door's locked. And then he'd run right smack into the door. He wouldn't be able to get out. So if you want an idea to sell it to Penny's, go tell them about it. I'll get a small commission on it or something. You've been in security. Does that sound good? Hallelujah. Well, we'll eventually get to this. I got to clean these, my glasses. I got spots on them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Steve. Oh, I like these nights. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you feeling that? I was going to say, you're feeling poinsettias. Are you feeling? Are you feeling the anointing tonight? Isn't it nice? Can you feel it back there, Melvin? Feeling something? Melvin's calling it something now. Praise God. Well, Do you know the guy that comes here on Sunday, Jack? That had the TV station. How many remember Jack, Channel 38? He just told me that there's an investor coming in, and I can get on a channel on TV. He said, would you like part of that? I said, what part do you want to give me? Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I wonder if this is what we're going to do in heaven, laugh all the time. Turn to Luke 2:52, if you would. We'll start back. We was back there before last week, I guess it was Sunday or something. 2:52. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's an angel tickling me. Hallelujah. Is this being... Oh, yeah, this is being filmed. Praise God. Luke. okay. And Jesus... Some of you people saying, I wish I could laugh like that. Well, maybe we ought to change places. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. That's what we got to do, saints. We can increase in God. We can increase in the Holy Spirit. We can increase in the anointing. And God wants to show you some scriptures tonight to stir up that spirit. There's a spiritual side of you. There's a spiritual side of me called the Holy Spirit. Amen? And there's many, many different manifestations of the Holy Spirit that can manifest in our lives. A lot of us don't. We probably walk in the manifestation of tongues. We walk in salvation. We're born of the Spirit. We probably walk in that. But there's many we don't walk in. We don't grow into it. We kind of set back and settle into tongues and salvation. We don't go any further with it. God wants to stir up that gift in you and show you how Jesus grew into it and that you and I can grow with favor with God. In other words, God can start trusting you with more gifts. He can start trusting you with more anointing and the power of God in your life. And that's what God wants to encourage you tonight. He wants to encourage me that there's more to God than you got right now. There's more to God, and it depends how much of a desire that you have. And also, the desire comes from the Spirit of God within you. You don't get it by the flesh. You get it by the Spirit of God. So, and you may get, there's somebody here who gets flashes of it. In other words, you get a flash of wanting to grow and get more of God, and it seems to last for a couple of days, or 3 or 4 or 5 days, then it stops. Then God wants you to pursue it by the Spirit of God. If He brings it to you, He'll bring it to you, and all of a sudden you can't get enough of God. You're in your prayer closet. You're in the Word of God. You see, God the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to realize that you can grow in grace. And all of a sudden, it'll just leave as quick as it came. Well, again, God wants you to force yourself in the prayer closet and to pursue it. And God will give you more. You'll grow in grace. He gives you, He almost spots you a little bit of a desire in a certain area. You know, when Peter said, this doesn't even seem real to me. Well, the supernatural don't seem real to the flesh. And so God wants you to understand tonight that He wants to encourage you to grow in grace. to grow in the gifts, to grow in the anointing, to grow in the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is in you, and there's more manifestations of the Spirit of God than what you've got right now. And the only way you can grow in this is to get yourself in situations where you need God more than you need yourself. Whether it be praying for someone for about cancer, either over the telephone or praying for... You've got to get yourself in these positions, saints, and let God, the Holy Spirit, increase the anointing in your life and to free that individual from cancer. It's not God's will that Christians walk, or anybody walk around with cancer, but it's not God's will for the body of Christ to be in cancer. Amen? Or to be in poverty and sickness and so on and so forth. We need to learn that if Jesus had to grow into it, you and I can grow into it. We can grow into that grace. We can grow in favor with God. And there's much that we have never tapped into. There's a lot of supernatural strength and spirit of the Spirit of God in us that we have never tapped into. We've never experienced it. And the other night, I was in my prayer closet, and God said, I told God, I want to experience you more. And he said, just close your eyes. And I closed my eyes, and there was a presence of God's peace that came on me. I couldn't even get out of the chair. Well, I'm pursuing that. I want more of that. You know why? It's not just that he's giving me peace. He's going to give me something else out of that. There's going to be a root that comes out of that, a root into the Holy Spirit, into my life. And so he gave me a taste of it, and he wants me to pursue it. So when you're in a prayer closet, whatever it is, and you experience God, it may not be peace. It may be something else. And then it kind of lifts and goes, and the next time in the prayer closet, you try to get it back, and it don't seem to come back again because God wants you to pursue it. And how does he get you to pursue it? He gets you in the Word of God, and he starts teaching you how Jesus got it. And the Spirit of God that was on Jesus or in Jesus is in you and I. And the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? But there's many spiritual blessings we haven't experienced of God. So the second place we want to turn is in Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. This is another move of God's, the Spirit of grace that come on Jesus, you see. And God wants you to be able to experience this. There's a part of God that we're not experiencing. Amen? Hallelujah. And it says here in Isaiah 2, 11, I should say, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. We want the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon us. God says that's available to you. In other words, I believe that I can be in my prayer closet praying in the Spirit and have the presence of God, the presence of the Spirit rest upon me, and I should be able to have that when I get in my automobile, when I go to a job. I don't go to a job, but when I come down my office or wherever I may go, I should be able to have the Spirit of the Lord upon me. I should be able to be walking through the mall and really have awareness that God is with me, or God, the Spirit of God's upon me. And if you can do that, that's possible because it was on Jesus all the time. It's possible. So he grew into that. You can grow into it. So if you experience it in your prayer closet, you should be able to experience it on you in the mall. Or when you're with your relatives this holiday and so on and so forth. You should be able to experience the Spirit of God on you. The reason what it is, saints, we're in the prayer closet. We got God's attention. We now experience God. He showed us his, he let us feel his, and then we kind of walk out of it. We kind of get into the flesh, you know, and so on and so forth. So God wants you to know that the Spirit of the Lord, this is the first thing here, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. You see how Paul, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. God wants you to know that the Spirit of God can bring understanding, wisdom and understanding. Understanding about the gifts. Understanding about the supernatural. Understanding about God. There's a lot of things about God we don't understand. And it's only going to come through the Spirit of God. Amen? The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. Might is the power of God. Counsel. We need to sometimes expect the counseling of the Holy Spirit. When we get ourselves in situations, we're praying for somebody with cancer or somebody with MS or some of these diseases, or we may even sense a demon, you see. You want the counseling of the Spirit to be with you because he'll tell you what to say and so on and so forth. That Spirit of God can be with you anytime you want it to be with you. It really can, saints. The spirit of knowledge and the spirit of fear. Put the Amplified Version up, if you would, Steve, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. There's seven things here. Hallelujah. And the spirit of Allah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, reverential, and obedience, and the fear of the Lord. Now, if you'll turn to Revelation 1:4. Steve, please. Revelation 1:4. Hallelujah. It says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. See, I believe there's seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. It takes in a whole bunch of God. Here we see it in Isaiah, where it takes in that, but it takes in the seven spiritual gifts that Jesus walked in. Then the other two gifts of the tongues, interpretation, manifested after Pentecost, so it was added to the seven spiritual gifts, which made nine. That's the reason why Jesus didn't speak in tongues. He spoke about tongues. He said in Mark 16, the believer will speak in tongues, right? But it hadn't manifested. So he could not break that law, you see. So he didn't speak in tongues because it didn't come. Tongues interpretation didn't come till after Pentecost. Correct? But he did operate in these graces that we're talking about in Isaiah. And he did operate in the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and those type of things. He did operate in those things. He could operate in tongues, but there was a spiritual law, a season, a time where tongues interpretation came after Pentecost. So there's a time and season for us, saints, that these blessings of God, these wonderful graces of God, or the gifts of the Holy Spirit will operate in us. And if you're not growing and you're not seeking it and you're not getting yourself in positions where you need a gift to operate through you, they're not going to operate. They may be in you, but they're not going to operate. The more you desire God, the more you desire the gifts of God, the more you desire the graces of God, you see, that we read in Isaiah, that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you, that understanding and wisdom is available to you. That's the grace of God. And so none of us here should be broken in any area. Do you know that? We really shouldn't. We should not be broken everywhere. We should be prospering in everything. So if you've experienced God but haven't experienced God for some time now, it's because you haven't pursued it. And God wants to encourage you tonight to pursue it, whether it be peace, whether it be love, whether it be the gifts of the Spirit, whether it be the graces of God, the Spirit of grace that we saw in Isaiah, that's the graces of God, the favor with God. We should have favor with God. In other words, anything we come up against, we should have wisdom and understanding about it. If we seek God, you know what the key is? Lean not to your own understanding. You will find us as human beings, whatever thing we get up against, we lean to our own understanding. Now, education in the mind to be in a business is a great thing, but it's not a great thing when it comes to God. We got to stop leaning to our own understanding about how God operates, how I think God should operate. We should turn to the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to counsel us how God moves and how God does things, because that's the only way he's going to do it. It's just like Jesus. He could not speak of tongues. He spoke in Mark that the believer would speak in tongues, but he didn't operate in it because those two gifts were going to come after Pentecost when the 120 were up in the room and they all spoke in tongues. Amen? That timing, that season. So those two gifts were added to the seven gifts, which made nine. So God wants you to know that you can't force anything. You can't get ahead of God. But if you've experienced God in some area, and I really believe that people here have experienced God in more than one area, and you think God has gone on vacation or something, it's because God wants you to pursue it. So the counseling of the Spirit can rest upon you, and he'll counsel you from the Word of God that it belongs to you and how you can operate in it. But he'll have to get you in a situation to cover that gift. Because the gifts are not for us. The gifts are for the people who need it. Whether it be a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and so on and so forth. So you got to learn to minister in some way. whether it's over the telephone, whether it's in jail, the jails. He goes to the jails every Sunday, or prison, whatever he does, and he gets a chance to minister. Well, those kind of people, man, the gifts, they need all kinds of gifts over there. You see? Well, God wants him to grow in grace and favor with God, so the Spirit will rest upon him, that he'll give wisdom and understanding and counseling to them. That grace is another gift of the Spirit of God that Jesus said in Isaiah. And the important thing of Isaiah, go back to Isaiah again, if you would, Steve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to turn back there for a minute. Got to get it back here. Okay. I want you to look at verse 3. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes. How many of us judge by things we're looking at? We condemn people. We judge people with our eyes. Now listen now. Nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Sometimes we hear an awful lot of things, and we see an awful lot of things, and we judge according to what we see and what we hear. You remember when he said, "Well, I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father do." So God wants you to let the Holy Spirit, if you can get in these graces that he's talking about here in Isaiah 11, you see, you won't get into that seeing something or hearing something. Someone come up and tell you a story about Joe Blow on this side of the church, you're not going to believe it. You know what you're going to believe? You're going to believe the best for that person, because the Word of God will come to you by the Holy Spirit and tell you this is how you ought to believe for that person. I only say what the Father says. I only do what I hear see the Father do, or say what I hear him say. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. He will bring something to you good about that person, because every person that's born again is the perfume and the aroma of Christ unto our Father God. Amen? So if you put yourself in the sandals of Jesus, what would he say to him or her? If that person is washed in the blood, the Holy Spirit would be operating in that person, trying to get that person to go deeper in God. So he's not going to, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. In other words, you should have a fear that if you say something against your brother and sister, it come on you. And don't do it by what someone tells you. Don't do it by what you're seeing. You notice when Jesus walked the roads, when he saw leprosy, or when he saw and he healed the blind person, then they said, "Oh, well, did his father do something? Did his parents do something? What did this guy do?" Jesus said, "Nothing, for the glory of God." See, he wasn't going to be moved in the flesh and take up a conversation with these people who thought that the person was blind because of something his parents done. And we hear an awful lot of stories about an awful lot of people in this world and in the body of Christ. And we have a tendency to judge by what we hear and by what we see. We ought to have a fear of God because judgment is up to God. We ought to judge all things. In other words, we're not judging the individual, particularly those inside of the body. We don't judge those outside of the body. We judge those inside of the body. Judgment begins at the house of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So God wants you to understand that you're going to see a lot of things, you're going to hear a lot of things, and you have to say, "Holy Spirit, I want to know the truth. I don't want to see through my eyes or see through what he or she is seeing. I don't want to hear by what she is telling me. I want to hear from the Word of God. I want to hear the Spirit of God." You know what Jesus said? "My sheep shall hear my voice." So the Holy Spirit will speak into you a scripture to say to that individual rather than what someone else is saying. If someone is sowing discord, for example. Are you listening? So if you really want to be led by the Spirit, you got to grow in His grace. Amen? Hallelujah. In Isaiah 45:2 it says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. So a lot of crooked things are in our lives, and people are trying to add crooked things to us. But if He's walking before us and we're walking in His footprints, He'll make it straight for us. And one of the biggest problems, saints, is our eyes and what we hear, our five senses. It's very hard to get over. And the only way you can get over it is to grow in grace, is to grow in God. So God got more in Himself in you than you got yourself now. And you're not going to lean to your own understanding. When it comes to a problem, you can't lean to your own understanding. You got to acknowledge Jesus, and He'll direct your path. That means you're leaning on Him. You're growing in Him. Don't have a bad opinion about yourself. Don't be thinking about yourself, well, I was bad over here, and I did this over here, and so I you get all this guilt and condemnation that the enemy's trying to throw into your mind. You're not holding the shield of faith up, blocking those darts that are coming into your mind. Are you listening? So you don't want to listen to those thoughts that are in your mind, how bad you are. Amen? The Holy Spirit wants to train us. He wants to counsel us. He doesn't want us leaning to our own understanding. That's how Christians get in trouble. That's how we don't grow in grace. We grow in our own opinion. We grow in ourselves. And God says, I can teach you. God the Holy Spirit says, I can teach you how to grow in grace. I'm going to let you feel me. I'm going to let you feel my peace and my forgiveness. I'm going to have you feel my love. Then I want you to pursue it, because it's going to become a part of you, because my Holy Spirit will counsel you. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding will rest upon you. Amen? The Spirit of counsel. Grow in His grace, saints. You just can't get saved and speak in tongues and think you've arrived. And the flesh will sometimes get you to settle into that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So we see the seven spirits of God, seven manifestations that connects to Isaiah. But there's more manifestations in each category. Amen? God says there's many manifestations of my spirit. It all fits into the seven. It's a perfect number. Let's just say the manifestation of number one, you probably have it, which is tongues. Salvation is one. Tongues is another. Interpretation is another. And there's roots that come out of the Spirit of God that cause other manifestations of God's grace to come into your life. So there's no stop sign with God. You can keep on growing. You can keep on growing, and you can keep on growing. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians, if you would, Steve, 12, 27 and 28. First Corinthians 12, 27, 28. He's addressing this to us now in 27. He's saying, now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. We are the body of Christ. Individually, we should grow in grace. Individually, we should grow in grace. Amen? Why? Because God has placed in the body of Christ, in verse 28, God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps in administration, and different kinds of tongues. He's placed that in the body of Christ. Well, today we don't even see tongues interpretation operate very much. You know something, saints? In the body of Christ, in the church, 12 years ago, there was things that were wrong. Well, it's still wrong today. But the church today is saying it's okay today. It's wrong to deny the Spirit of God. It's wrong to deny tongues and interpretation. It's wrong to deny miracles and the grace of God in the body of Christ. There's many things that just 10, 12 years ago, it was wrong to do. And today it's accepted in the body of Christ because the world has got into the church. There's a professor in college. He's still a professor in this particular college. And he kept track of 100 students that went through the 4 years and graduated. And all 100 has now been in the ministry and out of the ministry and failed because of pride, and they got into this and got into that and so on and so forth. And he was trying to figure out what is the connection, this 100. Why? Because all 100 failed. All 100 got into money, got into pride, got into sex and all kinds of different. 100. And he says it's being added to every day. See, the trouble is, many times we try to hang on to rotten fruit. You know when the Father prunes? If he prunes some things, we shouldn't hang on to it. That's between them and God. Let God deal with it. Amen? Because if you have a lot of rotten fruit in your church, in a church, before you know it, the whole church will be rotten. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I preached on that little message a long time ago, and I was going through Lowell's, me and my wife, and I ran into this pastor, and he said, "How you guys doing? Well, you know, you still got your church?" "Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm still ministering." He said, "I've never forgotten the rotten fruit you preached on." And this particular pastor had a church and lost it. Took on all kinds of rotten fruit. I knew that when I was standing there. He didn't have it no more. He kind of joined up with someone else and so on and so forth. I gave a prophecy to him. He didn't accept it. If he had stayed where he was, he had had a large church today. He had been blessed, 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 blessed. Hallelujah. And our guitar player, Mark, I gave him a word about his boy back some time ago. Well, he just finally found out. He went to a doctor, and the doctor says it's exactly what I said is going on in his life. So keep him in prayer. His name is, a boy's name is Matthew, and he had to take him to the children's hospital in Denver today. But I think God's going to turn it around. He was very, very close to death, in my opinion. But sometimes, you know, we're too close to a situation. Sometimes I'll say things to people, and they'll just fight it tooth and nail. But I got up this morning, and I was sitting at the table having a piece of toast with a banana. You ever had peanut butter and toast and banana? Ain't that good, Bill? Amen. Praise God. I'm chewing on that, and my wife says, "Where are you at?" And she was sitting there, and I was... I didn't even know I was still eating that stupid piece of toast and a banana, man. But I was right into Mark and his boy. Just like I was seeing right into it, I said, "Betty, the boy's going to die. We got to pray that he'll accept that." And well, he finally called me, and he was on his way to Denver. He said, "Pastor, you're right on." I feel bad for Mark and his family and everything else. But nevertheless, God will turn it around. Amen? See, sometimes a word will come to us, and it's just at the midnight hour sometimes. The devil would like nothing better to kill all our grandchildren, all our kids, and so on and so forth. He's tried to kill my wife 2 or 3 times. He tried to kill me with MS and so on and so forth. Back in those days, you didn't have people coming around saying, you know, "Thus saith the Lord," and so on and so forth. You just kind of... I was out in an apple orchard battling with the Bible and everything else, and praying and fasting and didn't know how to do warfare. And God, the Holy Spirit, taught me, and I desired more of God, grew in grace. And I got to a certain place in grace, and the MS left my body. And so I don't put anybody down. Michael has MS sitting back here. Michael's going to be free. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what doctors say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Remember the lady sitting here last Friday? And I said something about a person couldn't breathe something wrong with the blood. She came up after and she said, the doctor, you said word for word what the doctor said to me. The only difference is you said to me, God said you're healed. That's what she said to me. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Just like Mark's boy, the doctor said, this is what he's got. Mark, I told Mark, I said, you know, Mark, I'll be the first one to admit I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong. That's what I told him on the telephone. He's been with me, I don't know, 20 years. How long has he been? Years. But I think Mark will now be much more anointed now. You know, when you got a boy that's sick or a child that's sick and you don't know what's wrong and you're fighting all this stuff and everything else, and so he's in children's hospital. They'll help him out up there. Praise God. So you should hate diseases, but you shouldn't hate the hospital or the doctors. Amen? I mean, I told Jeff, I said, what you hate, that's your call, that's your ministry. So you should hate diseases, cancer, and demons, and principles, but you don't hate doctors and nurses and hospitals and so on and so forth. You don't hate them. You know why? Flesh and blood is not your enemy. Some people get helped that way. You remember when Jesus, there's many different things. What are we doing? You can go out right here, dear. Yeah, you men, get out there. Huh?
Let the men go out there.
Yeah. Say boo! Huh?
Did you hear that earlier?
Yeah.
I think the devil's screaming because he was scared of him.
Probably screaming, yeah. The devil's upset. Praise God! Hallelujah. Well, I'm here, dear, so you'll get a ride home. If they don't come back, you get, you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, so God wants to teach us tonight, encourage us tonight to grow in grace. Everybody here has experienced God in some way. And you think God's gone to California. He hasn't. God wants you to pursue it because God, the Holy Spirit, wants to counsel you in that area. And he'll take the word of God and he'll build it into your thinking. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, he's put in his church. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually. See, God wants you to know individually, everybody is important to God. Every individual is important to God. And he's placed in the church these powerful things. And I heard someone say today, and I heard Benny Hinn say a couple of nights ago, we're not talking about the Holy Spirit no more. We're not talking about the spiritual side of God no more. We're not talking about miracles no more. We're not stirring up the gifts in people no more. We're just kind of coming in and going through a religious ceremony and so on and so forth. And God wants to, every time you come in here, he wants to know that everybody in here that's saved is important to God. And God says, I want you to desire me. You've had an experience with me, and I want you to grow in grace. I want you to desire me. There's a spiritual side of you. It's my spirit, saith the Lord, and he wants to teach you some things. He wants to teach me some things. He don't want you staying just in salvation in tongues. Amen? That's a great thing. Tongues are a great thing. It's really, really a part of my spiritual growth because I pray in tongues so much. And I've learned how to, and there's different kinds of tongues, and I've learned how to, that becomes very valuable to me. But I don't want to stay there. There's other gifts of the Spirit that I feel like God's using in me and through me that I want to flow and I want to grow and I want to expand in that. So I have to, for example, the word of knowledge, I start studying everything Jesus, when Jesus operated in the word of knowledge, I start studying everything he done in the word of knowledge. I don't try to go in the word of wisdom just yet, but the word of knowledge, I study everything. Jesus operated in the word of knowledge. And the Spirit of God will operate the same way he did in Jesus when he operated in the word of knowledge. He'll operate it in you. He won't operate it like Job and Jeremiah and all those. He'll operate it like Jesus. He operated it in Jesus. And so he's trying to say tonight, grow in grace. If you've had an experience, desire more of it. Desire more of it. And stop doing things according to your eyes. Stop doing things according to what you hear. Stop leaning to your own understanding. That's the important key here God is saying. We always face things, whether it be money problems, whether it be devils, or with our own understanding. See, I can read Mark 16 and not be saved and understand what Jesus is saying there. These signs will follow those who believe. I can do that with my own mind. But God wants you to do it by the Spirit. And there's a difference. That's the reason why he says, my sheep shall hear my voice. A voice of a stranger, when it comes to God, your understanding should be a stranger. As far as God's concerned. A lot of people, Trump, for example, has a beautiful mind, and he's made lots and lots of money. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to God, his brightness and his wisdom ain't worth a flip when it comes to God. I mean, that thinking. He can't build the anointing in his life like he built that business. You can build a business and God's not against it. I'm not saying that. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. But the same wisdom that built the business and made lots of money is not the same wisdom that's going to build the Holy Ghost in you. But you don't want to put someone down who's made lots of money and been successful. As a matter of fact, I looked up to him. A lot of athletes who started if it's football and Pop Warner football and went all through high school and all through college and through the pros, they put an awful lot of work into that. Whether it be baseball players. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, Steve, to John 11. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 11, starting with verse 38. Says, and Jesus again, groaning in himself. I can remember one time I preached on groaning in the Spirit. And the next week, and they all got together, and there wasn't hardly anybody there. And I said, where is everybody? He said, oh, they're over Alice's house, groaning in the Spirit. Well, then Jesus, again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid against it. Jesus, taking away the stone, Martha, he isn't moved by what he sees or what he hears. Remember we talked about that in Isaiah? Okay, he takes away the throne, and Martha and the sister of him who was dead said to him, Lord, by this time this man stinks, is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Now, he's hearing this, but he's not moved by this. When you come up against cancer or sickness or poverty or problems look like it, don't be moved by what you're hearing. Don't be moved by what you're seeing. And that's what Jesus and Isaiah was talking about. He says, I'm only going to say what the Father says, and I'm going to do what I see the Father do. Well, the Holy Spirit takes us to the Word of God, and Jesus is the Word, and the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to get you to do what Jesus says and what Jesus does. Any place you're going to cross over or do, Jesus has already been there. He's already done it. So I study Jesus all the time, and I find out how he worked in the Word of knowledge, how he worked in the Word of wisdom. You see, and then I asked the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give to us. Isn't that correct? And so I want to understand and operate the same way, because he's not going to do it one way through me and another way through Jesus. Okay? And so by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" So if you and I grow in grace, I don't care what's up against you. I don't care if it's sickness, if it's money problems. I don't care if something has been crushed or broken for some time in your life. The glory of God, if you believe, the glory of God will rest upon you. It'll bring that thing out of the grave. Amen? It'll resurrect what the devil has been trying to get keep dead in your life. And it may be the grace of God. It may be the joy of God. It may be the peace. It may be the knowledge or the wisdom. At one time you was working, operating in it. Yeah, the word of knowledge what you was operating. And now it seems to be dead. And the devil wants you to keep it dead. He don't want you blessing people. He don't want you speaking the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. That's the reason why churches are shut down today. That's the reason why 12, 10, 15 years ago, everything was going in the Pentecostal way, the move of the Holy Spirit. Today, it's almost a sin if the Holy Ghost moves, if people fall out in the power and so on and so forth. It really is. It's stopped. The Bible says in the end time, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons and principalities and powers and so on and so forth. Being separated from the faith is being separated from Jesus. Walking away from the faith because he's the author and finisher of our faith. He is our faith. Amen? Hallelujah. So no matter what is wrong in your life, no matter what is wrong if it's in your marriage, no matter what, I don't care how long there has been a bad relationship between husbands and wives, I don't care how dead it seems, God's glory will rest upon it if you believe it. Well, how are you going to believe it? You've got to grow in grace. You've got to let the Holy Spirit teach you. You've got to desire the power of God in your life. You've got to desire the glory of God in your life. I want to see the glory of God. The glory of God rested upon me and set me free from multiple sclerosis, set me free from booze and drugs, set me free from a death wish. I had a death wish, and I was trying to do that, and he set me free from that. Amen? They took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." We got to believe that when Jesus left, he said, "I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as an orphan. I'll send the Holy Spirit to you." You and I have received the Holy Spirit. The Father sent Jesus. He had finished it. And now the Holy Spirit is sent to you and I when you and I accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He sends the Holy Spirit into our lives. What for? To counsel us, to comfort us, to teach us, to cause us to grow in grace, to cause us to experience Jesus. So when Jesus spoke to a storm, the storm stopped. You and I should be able to speak to a storm in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and have it stop. Amen? Well, that's what he's here to teach us. Can I believe like Peter and have God manifest money that didn't come through the Denver Mint but was found in a fish's mouth? Can I believe that God can bless me financially? If you believe it, you'll see the glory of God rest upon your money. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, saints, there's many things in our lives that are dead. The peace of God seems to be dead. The power of God seems to be dead. Our salvation seems to be dead. We're not walking in the victory in the places, growing in the grace of God. It seems to be dead. Now, everybody's not like this, but some people are. The reason why I'm bringing this up, because some here, you may not feel that way, but others, you may feel that way. So a message is not just for you, it's for everybody here. So the Spirit of God will spread it around like some feel like this is dead or that's dead. Other people feel, well, it ain't dead in me. Well, the message is not just for you. Don't walk out of here like an idiot. Paul called it ignorant, misinformed. If you think it's just for you and you ain't happening in my life, I'm fine. Well, that doesn't mean everybody else is fine. Some people think when I preach it, I'm trying to talk down at you and say, well, it's happening in your life. Well, some people it is, unless you're living in a closet. There's a lot of hurting people out there. Not necessarily here. The whole world is hurting. And we got people running around killing cops, killing themselves. Murder has gone up. Suicide has gone up. And we got a guy running for president. He doesn't want any laws. He wants everybody just to be able to take drugs. Jeez. And he's a dumb Republican. And that doesn't mean, because that's the way I vote. I don't vote for people who kill babies. I don't vote for people who believe in same-sex marriage. Because that means I agree with that. Has anybody ever thought that the seed in a woman was not put there by herself? A woman's rights, what about the man's rights? A part of it's him. Well, praise God. I shook that off. I feel better now. Praise God. Verse 42. And I know that you always hear me because of the people who are standing by. I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forward. You may tell you something, saints, I cannot believe. If you think you're in a great place in grace, how come you can't say, healing come forth in my body? Healing come forth in my mind. Finances be healed in Jesus' name. You know why? You're not there. You ain't got the manifestation of the Spirit in your life that does that. You may have the Spirit, but not the manifestation of the Spirit. You know that? We got a lot of people running around boasting, I speak in tongues, I raise the dead. Really? Let's go to the cemetery. Yeah. I often tell the story about a guy who pulled into town. He called a pastor friend of mine. He said, my mother is in a freezer in New Mexico. In Mexico, would you go down and raise her from the dead? He said, no, I won't, but Crazy Mayo will. Call him. That's a true story. She was 80 years old. She used to be a pastor in the Assemblies of God Church, and she was dead. He called me. I said, brother, I ain't going down there. I don't walk in that. I'm crazy a little bit, but I don't walk in that. Well, all you got to do, no. If all I got to do, you go down and do it. Well, he came to the church for 90 days. When I had lots of talks with him, come to find out, he lived with his mother, and he couldn't live without his mama, because when mama would say, get up, it's time to eat, dear, it's time to go to bed. The guy was 40-something years old. He couldn't live without mama, so he wanted me to go down in a freezer. I said, why you got her in the freezer? I want somebody to raise her from the dead. I said, you ever thought of Jesus? Ask him to raise him. He just raised Lazarus. Call Jesus. He does those things. Everybody said, I raise him from the dead. Well, I'll go over and I'll bring a lunch and we'll go over to the cemetery. Because I'm going to get awful hungry waiting for you to try to get something out of the grave. Unless Jesus does it, and it's for his glory, it's not to promote me or promote you. Quentin Jerry came in my office tonight. And Jerry said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I want a vacation to heaven. I just joking, you know. return trip, you know. Hallelujah. So Lazarus came, didn't he? He obeyed the voice of Jesus, although he was dead. Listen to me, saints. If we don't grow in grace, God wants you to operate in miracles. God wants you to operate in tongues. God wants you to operate in discernment and the word of knowledge and wisdom. But you've got to study how this is done. You've got to grow in grace, and the Holy Spirit will manifest that in your life. You have all you need inside of you. But that doesn't mean it's on demand. Raise him from the dead, Jesus. Now, there is people who has that kind of anointing that has raised people from the dead. But I don't have no problem saying, how many of you raised me? I didn't raise anybody from the dead. There was a baby one time. I was in this hotel. Me and Betty had gone into this hotel to visit a girl who used to travel with us on the praise team. And we were standing in the hallway talking to her, and this lady came out with a baby, and the baby was all blue. And she pushed past us and ran down, and me and Betty went after her. And the baby's eyes were up in the head and everything else, and I prayed over the baby. And Betty was behind me praying in tongues. And the baby raised its head and coughed and reached out to me. I believe, but that doesn't mean that's flowing with me all the time. That doesn't mean I haven't had one since, I don't think. I know people have healed chickens and all kinds of different things. Well, most of you on TBN have heard the chicken story, haven't you? No? Oh. Well, we won't go there tonight. Verse 44. He who had died came out bound and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. Do you know, saints, we have been loose from every bit of grave clothes. We have been loose from sickness and disease. We've been loose from demons and principalities and powers. When Jesus said, you're born again, let him go, he said, the devil, don't touch him. You know what we do? We sometimes argue with the devil. We have conversations with the devil. You ought to have a conversation with Jesus. That clown don't have a right to talk to you. I know he throws dots in your mind. I know we got to hold up the shield of faith and everything else. But if you and I will desire the experience that we had with God at one time, everybody has had some kind of experience with God, maybe more than one time, you ought to pursue it, because God is waiting to teach you, God the Holy Spirit. He's waiting to manifest that power of God in your life. He wants you to know you're special. You're an individual, and you're special. You're an individual to him. And he looks at my heart, and he looks at your heart, and he really wants to flow mightily through us. He wants to set the captives free. Amen? Hallelujah. If you and I have accepted Jesus, we've been through the grave. We are in the resurrection in Christ. That's why every blessing in Christ belongs to us. Amen? You know what the trouble is, people? We're not fighters. See, I'm a fighter. If something is bothering me, I'll fight. Boy, I'll come up against that with scriptures in the name of Jesus, and I'll fight until I win. And I'm not doing this on my own strength. The Holy Spirit is in me. He gets me to fight. For 7 years, I fought for MS, over MS. I fought over drugs and booze and was freed from that. I fought over death wish, and I was freed from that. I'm not just standing up and saying, you ought to be a fighter. You ought to be, you know. Every day I have to fight over some things. If you don't like the way you are, God will let you change yourself by the word of God. He'll let you renew your mind. He'll let you clean yourself out from anything that's in you, placed in there by generational curses, placed in there by your own stinking thinking or whatever it may be. If there's something in you you don't like, guess what? You can make it leave. You can heal it. I saw Richard Roberts last night. He was at Cho's ministry in Korea. The guy's got, a million, whatever. There was 25,000 people there. He stood up and taught them from the pulpit how to lay hands on themselves. Then he asked them, when they laid hands, how many here, when each one of you laid hands, did you feel a God? And, boy, they were raising their hands, and them people were praying in tongues. The The whole church was praying in tongues. There was a mighty move of God. People spend more time arguing about tongues instead of speaking in tongues. Listen, saints, you have a right to free anything that's in your life. You don't have, it can't stay in you if you don't want it there. There's somebody who has cramps in your stomach from time to time. Hallelujah. And God is healing that. I don't know if it's a woman who, it's your monthly thing or something that's causing the cramps, but even that, God so loved you that he can even let that stop or cause that to stop. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put on Holy Spirit, Jeff, please. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. How's your back, dear? Praise God. Where's the other one? How's your back? Good? Praise God. Yes, dear. Yes, come up here. I guess I can bring it back there. Check, 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 check. Who?
Last week, I came up here to pray for my four-month-old baby boy. He had internal bleeding, and the doctors really didn't know what it was. But of course, we were all concerned, so I stood in the gap and had you pray with me. And he went to the GI doctor in Denver on Monday. And it's a minor, just a minor thing that they said, just his diet change. He's allergic to the protein in mom's breast milk.
Oh.
So they asked if she would wean him and get some formula, and that he should be doing good. So he's happy, and he's healthy, and he's beautiful.
The devil tried to lie and say it was something else besides,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
You bet. God bless you, dear. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet, dear. You bet. See, that's what prayer does. You'd be surprised what the devil throws in our minds, and we lean to our own understanding. All of a sudden, we got cancer, we got this, or we got that, or that's going on, and so on and so forth. And the devil will lie. He wants to get you in bondage. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to take you out of the bondage. He wants you to know that you can grow in grace, that you have favor with God. He wants you to know about the gifts. He wants you to know the gifts are in you. He wants you to know there's many, many manifestations of the Spirit of God. He wants to start teaching you about the manifestations of the Spirit of God by having you read about Jesus and how Jesus operated in all those, except tongues. That came after Pentecost, as you've heard me say two or three times, those gifts, those two gifts, the tongues of interpretation. But listen to me, saints. You can operate in all those gifts. The gifts are for those who need a healing or need. You see what I'm trying to say? You don't have to put up with anything because the finished work of Jesus Christ, he washed you in the blood. It belongs to all of us. The trouble is we lean to our own understanding. That's the key for tonight against this message is everybody approaches things by their own understanding. If you say you're a believer and these signs follow me and you have an understanding of what Mark 16 says, but you're not led by the Spirit, they're not going to operate. See, a lot of people just say, oh, yeah, yes, they just have faith there. They won't operate. I've been around this 35 years, saints. And if you want to listen to someone else, that's fine. If you want to go out there and get in trouble, if you want to go out there and make an ass of yourself, that's fine. I did that. Boy, where did they hear that and that thing over there? What I meant is a donkey. It's that last part that goes over the fence when the deer's jumping. Well, praise God. I've met a lot of people. I've met a lot of people, been around a lot of people in the weeks and months and years. And if you don't take this thing slowly, let the Holy Spirit teach you, and then when you get some victories into place, you can take that victory and you can take it to people and set them free. But if you got all kinds of things in your mind, all kinds of things in your body, and you're trying to set them free, and you can't set yourself free, guess what? You haven't grown. It doesn't mean you don't have it. It just means you haven't grown in grace. Amen? Go ahead, Jeff. While this is playing, if you want to come up here, if you want prayer, come up here now while this is playing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. was his first name, Ron? That was Ron, too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, I pray over Ron, his son, Lord, in Jesus' name. Satan, I bind your power from Ron's mind. I bind that desire for drugs in the name of Jesus. I bind every principality and power that's trying to control his life through these drugs. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that when he receives a freedom, Lord, and walks back out into the world, Lord, he'll walk out with the anointing on his life and Jesus in his life. He'll walk out with the encouragement of you, Lord Jesus Christ, in him, Lord, and he'll no longer have a desire for those drugs. Them grave clothes, Lord, will be off from him, and he shall be resurrected into a new life, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you. As I pray over Ron, Lord, with his dad standing here, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we are in agreement right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As I touch his mind, Ron's mind, the dad, I touch his son's mind right now in Jesus' name. And I take authority over every desire in that thought, every part of that brain, in Jesus' name. And I speak that my God will supply his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that he will learn to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is his shepherd. And we thank you, Lord, that the benefits of the cross shall rise up in him, Lord, and come to his attention by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I bind the spirit of death from him, Lord. I bind the spirit of suicide from him. All those thoughts are washed from his mind, washed from his emotions in the name of Jesus. I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I speak by faith in Jesus' name, and I free him, spirit, soul, and body. Every emotion is healed now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for a praise report, Lord, that the dad will give us, Lord, that this young man has been freed, Lord. And I bind, Lord, all the stuff yesterday, Lord, as he was abused, Lord, and assaulted in different areas, Lord. I bind those thoughts. Satan, you're not going to throw those dots in his mind no more. I bind you from that. You're not going to remind him that he's no good. I bind you from that. You're not going to remind him he's not healed, because Jesus' voice is greater, and his mind is healed, his soul is healed, spirit, soul, and body. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and we've called these things forth in faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that you are faithful, Lord, to your word. So it's in Jesus' name, and we give you praise and honor and glory for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, oh, for the anointing and presence, Lord, upon Steve, Lord. We thank you for refreshing, Lord. We thank you for light and revelation, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Deliver her, Lord Jesus, from yesterday. Deliver her from everything, Lord. Let her be a free woman, Lord. Give her a job. Keep her busy, Lord Jesus Christ. Keep her busy, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch Alan, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that the enemy, Lord, will not use things in his mind. We bind every thought in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from his mind that is not of God. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that victory will come to his mind, victory will come to his emotions, spirit, soul, and body. Victory will come to him, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are a God who hears our prayers. And we pray on behalf in agreement with Alan right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. We give you praise, Lord Jesus, for what you're bringing forth in his life, Lord, the encouragement, the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that he's experienced you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he's seen angels, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that he'll have a desire to pursue those things in the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will raise up in him, Lord, those things, Lord, that he pursues. Because you have touched him, Lord, and it wasn't for one time, but it was for a lifetime, as long as he's on this earth, to experience more of you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what's happening in Alan's life right now, Lord, the refreshing, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus upon my brother, Lord. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, principalities and powers. We do spiritual warfare. We hold up the shield of you, Lord Jesus Christ, the finished work. You will not steal those gifts. You will not cause him not to remember them, because it comes from the Spirit and not from the mind. He will not lean to his own understanding, but he'll acknowledge you, Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God shall rise up in him, Lord, and bring forth the gifts that you have assigned him, Lord, and cause grace to grow in his life, the Spirit of grace. I bind you, Satan, from his mind. You will not stay there. You're coming out and you're staying out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my brother, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. Refreshing and renewal of the Spirit of God, Lord. Oh, I touch my sister right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, refreshing and renewal in her mind, Lord, and throughout her body, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. She came looking tonight, Lord. Fill her, Lord. Give her refreshing, Lord. Bring light and revelation to her, Lord. Let the wisdom rise up in her, Lord. Let her home conditions change, Lord, in her mind as well as in her spirit. Let her faith be released into you, Lord Jesus Christ. And let the angels come forth, Lord, to bring forth the promises, Lord, and to put in place those things, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Father God, I thank you for a renewal. I thank you for a refreshing, Lord. I thank you for anointing, Lord. I thank you for more grace in her life, Lord. I thank you for the experiences she had will come back by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Her hands will start to be on fire and tingling, Lord, in the glory for the glory of God, Lord. And yes, her home will come in peace, Lord, in a place, Lord, with the scriptures, Lord, as she walks over her home and speaks the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the glory that's going to rest on him, the Spirit of glory resting on him, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit rest upon him, Lord. I thank you. He's being freed from yesterday, Lord. No more grave clothes, Lord. But the promises of Jesus are going to rise up in him, Lord. The financial blessings, Lord. He's going to find that path set forth by light through the Word of God and the revelation through the Word of God, that he'll walk in it, that he'll proclaim it, that he'll speak it, and he'll bring it forth. Father God, help him, help him in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help him to take and draw from Jesus, for every spiritual blessing belongs to him. Every financial blessing belongs to him. Every bit of peace and grace and forgiveness and compassion belongs to him, Lord. And the anointing, give him a fresh anointing tonight, Lord. Give him another manifestation of your Spirit tonight, Lord, that he'll know he's been in your presence, Lord. He's been in your presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch her. I touch her family, Lord. I touch her whole family, Lord. And I speak healing, Jesus, into her family, into her home, into her finances, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will rise up in her and bring another manifestation of the Spirit of God into her life. She's ready to move forward, Father God, in Jesus' name. Manifest the power of God more and more into her life, Lord, that she may touch people with that power, Lord, and they shall know that you have really resurrected because you're flowing through your daughter in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord, with the healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus all through her body, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have There's doors that you have opened, Lord. Show her the doors, Lord. Let her desire the doors, Lord.
Yes.
Let her desire the blessings, Lord. Let her desire the peace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let her desire, let her, you, Jesus, become more important in her life. And she can do it as the Spirit rises up in her, Lord, and brings your life into her life, Lord Jesus Christ, and causes a path and a door to be opened, Lord, that she thought was not open, but it has been opened. Because any door you open, Jesus, no man will close. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Give her the wisdom, Lord, for the doors that have been opened for her, all the way down through the promises, in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you for the anointing on his life, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, the desire that's going to stay with him. I break every assignment of Satan, Lord, who tries to steal, Lord. I pray over his wife. I pray over his home, Lord, and his children, Lord. I pray over his heart. I pray spirit, soul, and body will be freed by the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Any demon that tries to throw darts, it will not, it'll bounce off his head because the helmet of salvation is there. The helmet of the protection is there. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that the desires that he used to desire, the things, the voice that he has heard within the Spirit in him, by the Holy Spirit in him, Lord, will get louder and louder, Lord. He'll know it's God, Lord, and he'll answer the call, Lord, and he'll be obedient to it. We speak these into his life, Lord, because David, Lord, stands under the anointing, Lord, of the music, Lord, and stands in anointing in other places, Lord. And we know there's other manifestations of the Spirit that wants to rise up in him. So we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your faithfulness to David, Lord, and his family in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you this season, Lord, will change. This season, Lord, we thank you that 12, Lord, is going to be a great year for David and his family. 12 is going to be a great year. I speak it into his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch him, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the wisdom for the final exams next week, Lord. We thank you that everything will come to her, that there'll be no blockage in her thinking, there'll be no blockage in the soulish area, but the Spirit of God, everything she's stored up and things she hasn't stored up, because we know the Creator is in her, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we know, Lord, that he can create the answers, bringing them to her spirit by the Holy Spirit. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we look for A's, Lord, as we look for great marks, Lord, on her test, Lord, that she will not be nervous. There'll be no anxiety and no fear, Lord, because she'll know that she's in faith. She'll know that she's in your presence, and the peace of God will be upon her, Lord, and it'll just flow through her, and she'll mark them all according to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, and it shall come forth for your glory, Lord, a passing mark in Jesus' holy name. I speak it now in Jesus' name, and I ask you, Lord, for the anointing and refreshing upon her right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Whoa, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. That was pretty good, wasn't it? I bet I couldn't do that again if I tried it. Do you see my legs do them twist? Hallelujah. If I'd done that earlier, I'd probably pulled every muscle in my back. Praise God. Oh, Father God, I touch him, Lord. Oh, the spirit of prophecy, Lord. We know the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Lord. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Let that settle in his spirit. Let it settle and be part of his life, Lord. Let the spirit, the testimony of Jesus, be the spirit of prophecy in his life. The testimony of Jesus. Let him have a desire to study Jesus and the testimony of Jesus. Let that prophecy come into his life, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit anoint those desires to carry on the ministry of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that anything that was hidden will be brought to light now, and he'll understand it with the wisdom, the understanding, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love tonight. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for knowledge and wisdom, Lord. We thank you for the flow of the Spirit of God in each person's life in this place, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to desire more. We're going to grow, Lord, in your grace, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Shake someone's hand. Say something nice. God bless.